This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 17th of September. Rain ruined much of the opening day action round 19 of the LV County Championship, but it wasn't able to prevent Durham's inexorable march towards the title. They skittled Nottinghamshire for pitiable 78 in the morning session at Chester Street, although they may yet find themselves hit with a penalty to ECB pitch inspector Jack Birkinshaw, decided to reserve judgment until tomorrow. It is Nottinghamshire's lowest score ever against Durham in the county championship, and their second lowest against anyone in the four-day game this century. Only two of their batsmen made double figures, despite them electing to bat, and their collapse will do little to ease fears of relegation. Graham Onion's Chris Rushworth and Jamie Harrison were their chief destroyers, as each took three wickets. Durham then did struggle early in their reply, slipping to 74 for 6 as Andre Adams struck four times. Ben Stokes completed his epic journey from Southampton to Durham to face Usman Arshad in the 11, alas just two balls and failed to score. Skipper Paul Collingwood and Phil Mustard though put on 121 for the 7th wicket to take the lead past 100. Mustard fell shortly before stumps for 77, with Collingwood unbeaten with 53 and Durham on 207 for 8. Their closest rivals Yorkshire suffered a poor start and a shortened day at Headingley against Middlesex, but they recovered to reach stumps 109 for 3. They lost two wickets with just a run on the board, as Corey Collymore and Tim Murta both struck early on. Andrew Gailman hit a fluent 66, adding 97 with Kane Williamson for the third wicket, before departing shortly before the close. Williamson is unbeaten with a dogged 34, and is joined by Johnny Bairstow, who is on 1. Fewer than 18 overs were bowled at Edgbaston, where bottom side Surrey closed on 59 for 2 against Warwickshire. The Bears won the toss and Keith Barker soon had both Surrey openers Rory Burns and Dominic Sibley back in the pavilion. Hashim Amla and Vikram Solanki then added an unbroken 41 for the third wicket before the rain arrived. In Division 2 there was no play on day 1 at Grace Road, where winless Leicestershire were meant to be entertaining Hampshire. At Chelmsford, Glamorgan recovered from the loss of both openers, closing 103 for 2 after 42 overs against promotion hopefuls Essex. Gareth Rees and Will Bragg were both sent packing by David Masters, who found conditions to his liking first up. However, Murray Goodwin and Ben Wright dug in, which had an undefeated 96 for the third wicket. Lancashire didn't make much headway in their pursuit of the Division 2 crown against Gloucestershire at Bristol. After being asked about, they slipped to 6 for 2 courtesy of a well-given double strike, before recovering to 33 for 2 at stumps. And Kent closed on 60 for 1 against promotion likely lads Northamptonshire. The sole wicket to fall was that of Sam Northeast, caught by the returning David Murphy off the bowling of Andrew Hall for 14. Rob Key ended on 17 not out, with Daniel Bell Drummond on 7.